Mindset is everything, and the fact that different challenges pop up doesn't mean that the solutions aren't the same. And the solutions are asking the right questions, having the right mindset.
So to be able to transform that, then you have to reprogram yourself with positive things.
Welcome to the Consistent and Predictable Income Community Podcast. The CPI methodology is the only system that teaches the proprietary process of CPI, which is the key to having consistent and predictable income for salespeople without letting time, money, and relationships fall through the cracks.
For today's episode, we have Frasier O'Leary, the founder and director of Leadership Nova, a 20-year veteran of projects at this intersection of education, technology, entrepreneurship, and community building. Frasier is passionate about helping young people unleash the creative power inside of them by thinking big, starting small, right now. In this episode, Frasier, Nilesh, and Dan will be discussing the economy's shutdown and how business owners can reposition themselves to thrive when it opens back.
My name is Dan Roshan. I'm the host of the CPI Podcast, which is the real estate show designed to help top producing agents leverage and scale your business, allowing you to earn more money in less time, for seasoned agents to help you get to the next level of stable income, and for new agents to help you find the right way to freedom and money, so that each of you can reach your potential as a person and as a real estate agent, which means you'll have certainty in your future. Thanks for joining me. Enjoy the show.
I'm Dan Roshan, and that's Nilesh, and that's Frasier.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Hey,
we can't see you, man. Hi, Nilesh. How are you doing?
Hello, both of you. Hi, Frasier.
Hey, Nilesh.
Frasier, it's your show, brother.
All right. So I've been keeping really close tabs on the news, and it seems like there's some sort of coronavirus going on. But the good news is it seems like things are opening up. And I'm interested as to what type of advice or what type of strategies do you recommend for real estate agents as we're, you know, slowly emerging from this sort of unprecedented once-in-a-lifetime type of slowdown? And specifically, how do people get their heads straight? And how do they get into a growth mentality when we've all been kind of hunkering down? So that's something I'd be interested in talking about. But first question is, how have things been going for you in your business?
The business has been good, Frasier. I mean, Nilesh knows because he and I work together. You know, we're fortunate sort of like from a business perspective, because as all this was happening, you had a natural seasonality, you know, increasing.
Yeah.
And so we were already pretty busy for the first quarter of the year. And then I think that natural seasonality pushed us so that we stayed level. Now, we didn't pop up like we normally do, you know, in most spring markets. But the last week or so, it seems like people are itching to go because we've had a lot of people contacting us in the last 7 days to buy or sell their houses. So it seems like there's this like pent up demand right now. People are like anxious to go.
Yeah. And so, you know, do you feel like there's going to be a massive amount of sort of re-education for people, because we've been sort of steeped in this fear and gloom, and then there's like some real economic negative consequences that are happening. You know, whole industries have been shut down, and then there's the kind of cascade effect. It's like the opposite of the Amazon effect. You know, it's this cascade of economic destruction. Do you think you're going to have to help buyers, sellers, and then even real estate agents kind of get rid of some of their limiting beliefs in order to be successful?
Well, if you would have asked me that question 4 months ago, Frasier, I would have said yes. So my answer to your question is still yes.
Yes. Are they different limiting beliefs than the ones you would have had to have tackled?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think common limiting belief that I've seen real estate agents have is that they can't do business. Another thing that I've seen, and this, in some of this, you know, I say limiting belief, some of it's real, right? I mean, a lot of it's real. So it's not, you know, sometimes you hear limiting belief, you sort of think that's derogatory, you know, but a lot of agents, particularly single parents, you know, they're homeschooling, and that could be a distraction where you have a much more important priority of taking care of your children, but you also have to feed them as well, right? Those sorts of challenges that are very real challenges that I think are probably more prevalent than even the way that we're thinking. However, there's certainly always like going to be things like, I can't do that, it can't be done, there's too many challenges, that type of thing. Nilesh, what do you think?
What I wanted to ask you, right, so on the same line, I have a question for you, and then I will give you my thought, right? As an agent who is sitting at home from last 45 to 60 days, now if the economy is opening back and the customers are still not completely comfortable, do I do an open house? And what should I wait for my mortgage? Would I get better mortgage down the line? Right. And like if I am trying to sell the house, what would be your advice for those agents who are trying to meet with these customers? And what are one or two things what they can do?
Well, the first thing is what we're doing right now. You know, yeah. If this happened 10, 15 years ago, we didn't have the technology at the time to be able to have a conversation like this. And actually, like, this is a conversation where we can see each other and we really connect at a deeper level. And so certainly utilizing videos for open houses, for consultations, for even like home showings is one of the things that we've done. You know, we're literally like, we're walking through a home, you know, with our buyers, and we're saying, hey, look at that, look at that. And then when they find a home that they're most interested in, then we'll go ahead and set up a showing for them. If you're looking like for tactical type things that a real estate agent could do, that's one of the things that they could do. What was the other questions that you're asking, Alesh? I'm sorry, you asked like four of them there, I think.
You were asking about mortgages.
Mortgages. So
what should be the advice to the customers? What real estate agents, how do they get in front of them?
Well, one of the things is we have to understand is mortgages, the first week of March, they went to the lowest level that we've seen ever.
Yeah.
Ever. Now, this had a really interesting effect because, and I'm not going to get too deep in the weeds, I'll just give it, you know, like high level, had a really interesting effect because what happened was the interest rates actually spiked up because the Fed dropped all the rates. And when the Fed drops, that means on the secondary mortgage market, meaning that when you get a loan from a bank and then the bank sells that to another bank or investor, that's when they say the Fed drops the rate. So it's not directly to the consumer, and typically directly to the consumer would follow that. But what happened was that the interest rates to the consumer actually went up. The very specific reason for that gets a little bit technical because servicers, meaning you go to Bank of America, they give you a loan, Bank of America sells that loan to somebody else, and then Bank of America retains the right to service that loan. Mm-hmm. But they have a break-even point, which is about 3 years. And so for all the loans that they were refinancing, the servicers were actually losing money for all the loans that they had done before 3 years. And to be able to prevent losing more money, they spiked the interest rates up. So that's like the cause of what happened. Now, what that means today is that we've seen interest rates fluctuate in 1 day what we would see them fluctuate in 1 year, right? So there's still a fluctuation of rates at the bottom range. You know, for our home buyers, if they lock in at a little bit of a higher rate, it's not such a big deal because they can sort of relock at that lower rate before they get the closing and get a really good. I'm refinancing my home right now. You know, I mean, it's the time to do it.
So I have a question for you, Dan. Going back to this kind of mindset, like you said, if I had asked you 4 months ago or 4 years ago, or maybe even 14 years ago.
Wait, when I was a baby, you mean?
Yeah, right. So you're the Doogie Howser of real estate agents, according to that math. But that whole question of, are there limiting beliefs that are keeping you from either taking specific action or maybe even more accurately seeing the opportunities, just even seeing action? And I'm interested right now, I mean, if you could, let's just say you are talking to real estate agents right now, and they have all kinds of things swirling around in their heads, right? There's, I can't do it, like you said, because I got my kid here at the house, or I can't do it because there are no buyers, or there are no sellers, or there are too many agents, or there's too much competition, or the economy's falling apart, or whatever. How are you, with your agents that you coach, helping them break free from that prison? And what are the, like, what are the bars that you've been hearing that you think need to be addressed?
Well, first of all, there's, you know, when you're looking at belief systems, right? I'll give you like a really general and then I'll give you a specific. So when you're looking at belief systems, it all starts with what we're telling ourselves. That goes into like, what are we reading? What are we listening? If you're watching the news every single day, man, you're programming yourself with some really bad stuff, right? So like specific about what we're doing right now, I'm not saying ignore the news. I'm just saying position yourself. So look at your news feed on your phone once a day, and that's probably, you're going to know pretty much what's going on. So it's that programming of that negative stuff. And when you have that negative programming go in, then you're going to have negative thoughts. Those negative thoughts are going to lead to negative feelings, which are going to lead to negative actions, which are going to provide negative results.
Right.
So to be able to transform that, then you have to reprogram yourself with positive things, right? So that would be like having empowering conversations. That would be reading, meditation, affirmations, exercise, go for a walk, right? Like these are all the things that you could do to put yourself into a positive state, because then when you're programming yourself with the positive, you're going to have positive thoughts, which are going to lead to positive feelings, which are going to lead to positive actions, which are going to lead to positive results.
Right.
Right. So that's like a technical answer to your question.
I recently wrote the book, Real Estate Evolution, the 10-step guide to CPI, consistent and predictable income for real estate agents. I wrote this book because I have sold real estate since 2007 and developed an immense amount of experience and knowledge. During my journey, I've witnessed hundreds and maybe even thousands of real estate agents fail in this business. And I firmly believe that that's a shame. In Real Estate Evolution, I will show you the exact steps that I have used as a real estate salesperson to sell 1 to 15 homes every single month for the past 129 consecutive months. It took me more than 2 decades to learn the sales and persuasion techniques, and more than 1 decade to master the real estate sales techniques to be able to produce the content that makes up this book. And it took me more than 1 year to write at a pace of 3 hours every single day. If you're a real estate agent and you're looking for consistent and predictable income in your business, I invite you to get the book, Real Estate Evolution. And you can get that by visiting www.therealestateevolution.com. And I'll even give it to you for free as long as you pay for the postage.
It's like you have the vicious cycle, right? Is I'm scared, I don't take action, I don't get results. And then it reinforces those beliefs. Whereas if you take action, then you get positive feedback, get some positive results. And then that makes you want to take more action. You develop that confidence. And I guess my question for you is, we're still in this kind of general area, right?
Yeah.
So when you, Dan Rashan, king of positive action, get stuck and you start having limiting beliefs, you start having fear-driven beliefs, what are your strategies for kicking yourself out of that? Because those are ones that presumably anybody could emulate.
A couple of things. One is I follow models. So like at the beginning of this, I was having a real hard challenge with exercising. I was doing pretty okay with everything else, okay? Exercising was a thing that was just screwing me up. And I was talking to a buddy, Eric Quadros. I'll give you a shout out. Eric was really a friend of mine that helped me with this. And I was sharing this with him, and Eric's like, dude, get a Peloton. And I'm like, that's too expensive. So he talked me into it, okay? And it was the best thing. Because what I realized where my weaknesses are, and I mean, I would go to the gym like every single day, but I need that accountability of a trainer or a group class and that social interaction for me to be able to continue to do that. And once I lost that interaction and the accountability, I stopped going to the gym. I stopped working out until I got the Peloton. And now, even though it's not quite the same, but there's social interaction where I'm seeing other people. So it's about figuring out where you're stuck and then finding a solution to that one thing. Because once I found that solution, then I started feeling better. So then I got into that positive state, the very specific tactic that I chose.
So let me ask you a question about that, because I think that's really important. It's kind of like we live in the world of Google on some level. You know, if you have a question, you can get the answer to it. And the fact is, we have access to all the world's information, all the world's knowledge, and all we really have to do is ask a question. We have to be willing to ask the question. If you right now Googled how to maintain your motivation when you're stuck inside during the house arrest, then you will get an answer. You might get 50 answers. So it's not the lack of knowledge or even the lack of perspectives. It's that willingness to ask the question. You have to believe that there is an answer out there and you're just a question away from finding it. So what do you believe the questions are that real estate agents need to be asking right now in order to hit the ground running and to start having some positive success as we emerge from this thing?
The same questions you would ask in a normal time, which is, can it be done, right? Because that's not a good question. That's not a good question.
Right.
That's the second question. The first question is anybody else doing it? All right. So that's the question that you would want to ask yourself. Is anybody else doing it? Then if the answer to that is yes, which it is, what are they doing?
Right. How can it be done? Right?
Yeah. Yeah. And so that's like, if you could sit there, you're always going to ask that question. Can I sell 10 homes in a month? Can I sell 100 homes in a month? Right. As long as you can find a yes to that, then you know that it's possible.
Right.
Now, sometimes the how doesn't come up very easily. Right. And that's when you don't have a reason why. And if your why is big enough, the how always shows up. So if it's just sitting there saying, hey, I want to feed my kids for the next 90 days by helping homeowners and home sellers to buy and sell, then you're in a really great spot, because feeding your kids is probably a really, really high reason to be in action, and nothing's going to take you away from that. So now you've got this high why. Now you sit there and say, okay, well, I just have to identify somebody else doing it. Well, what are they doing? And now I've got this drive because I want to feed my kids, and now I'm going to freaking just do it.
Right.
You already know 87% of all real estate agents fail in this business. And you also know it doesn't have to be that way. If you're a real estate agent and you're looking for consistent and predictable income, I invite for you to get your free copy of Real Estate Evolution, the 10-step guide to CPI, consistent and predictable income for real estate agents. And you can do so when you visit www.therealestateevolution.com. I'll share with you your book that I authored to show you the way, and it's free. You just have to pay for the shipping. Thanks.
And, you know, I wonder, too, I've always liked the idea of asking yourself better questions. Yeah. And I remember it was Tony Robbins who would talk about asking a question, but then adding some modifiers to it, right? You might be saying something like, how can I sell more homes? And that would be a great question. You know, if you said, how can I sell 3 homes, or how can I get 10 buyers, or what have you? And that would be a great question that will start generating responses. But if you add a modifier to it and you say something like, how could I attract more buyers by spending less time? That's something that can generate different types of answers. Or how could I generate more buyers or higher quality buyers by using the same amount of time? So do you do things like that in your business?
Yeah, it's like always asking yourself great questions. There's a book by Keith J. Cunningham. Think Less Stupid or something like that.
Is it The Road Less Stupid? Is that the one you gave me?
Yeah.
I swear to God, I love that book. I've been reading that every day. That's a top on my Kindle.
Good, good. Yeah, The Road Less Stupid, because you talk about asking better questions. That book, I think, has the best questions of any questions that I've come across. And I spend about a couple hours a week, you know, on a Sunday, and I just sort of go through there and just have my thinking time. And so that's a tool that somebody could use as well.
Interesting. So Dan, take from the questions part, right? I mean, just moving, is the business changed for you for the leads generation? How are you doing leads generation? So if you can talk real estate agent who is watching now and they're thinking, or how are you thinking as you go back to opening the economy, right? How lead generation, conversion, nurturing. So if you can walk us pre-COVID and post-COVID, or not post-COVID yet, but.
So my business, we get business from 3 primary buckets.
Yeah.
And so we still continue doing that. I'll tell you what those are in a second. We had to change the tactic a little bit to stay within those boxes. So the 3 buckets that we have are our friends and our sphere and people that have a purpose to add value to their life. And we had a quarterly event scheduled for a month and a half ago. We had to cancel that. Okay. Mm-hmm. So we do quarterly events to be able to appreciate the people that we love. Then the next place that we get business from is from Facebook advertising, online advertising. And then the third way that we get it is we have an inside sales agent team that are calling through. We have got a pretty large database of 12,000 people, and they're calling through that every single day. And so we just had to sort of adjust it. So now when we're making our phone calls, the first thing out of our mouth is, how are you doing? How can I help you? Right? Like, I'm not talking about real estate. I'm talking about, how can I help you? Okay. And so that's really been the perspective shift. The second thing is we've had to change the event. So instead of, we were supposed to do a spring fling, we did a May Day. And May Day was where we did a virtual thing online, and we're able to raise a whole bunch of money. It was like $2,657, I think, that we raised to be able to donate that money to business owners that were local business owners that were shut down.
Awesome.
Okay. So we did that because we wanted to give back. And instead of doing the local spring festival, we did something online.
Yeah.
So it's really small adaptations in the Facebook lead generation. I mean, that still works, right? So that hasn't changed at all. You know, people are still contacting us online.
So for the agents, like, or who do not have a database yet, they can go and work on these virtual events. I think that's the takeaway, virtual events, and then the Facebook leads.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. It's like, where I would do like I would teach a home buyer class. So I teach a VHDA home buyer class. Okay. I haven't been able to do that, right? So we meet a lot of buyers through that. So instead of doing that, guess what? I do this. In reality, this might have a greater opportunity to reach into somebody that has a need, that knows that I can fulfill that need. It's a larger reach. Now, it's not a specific targeted reach, okay? Because if I'm sitting in a room with, and I'm teaching 15 people, get home buyer program, how to get a grant, those are 15 people that want to buy a home, or at least they're taking the action to spend a day with me. That's a very much less people, but it's more targeted. So you just have to adapt.
Do you think it needs to be less targeted? I mean, you still have to, unless you're being delivered that audience with your home buyer workshop, you're out recruiting for that audience. And, you know, you could do something. I mean, I live in a community of about 700 homes. You could do a home buyer's workshop or a home seller's workshop or a real estate investor's workshop for this community, market it in this community. It's just the delivery mechanism is online.
Yeah. Absolutely. You get on Zoom right now and you could do a seminar, no problem at all. Or a community-centric seminar, you know, whatever it may be, it doesn't necessarily have to be directly. It's as long as you're adding value to people and you're doing so in a manner that real estate is part of the conversation. It doesn't necessarily have to be like hitting you in the face, like, hey, hire me, hire me, hire me. It could just be like, hey, here's what we're doing for the community. We're just going to have a coffee. You know, I live in Clifton, right? So I haven't done that, but I certainly could do a Clifton coffee and organize for my neighbors to get onto a Zoom call and not even say anything about real estate, right? Just sort of like in the background that's what I do.
You and I will do a Clifton community coffee house next week.
Yeah, okay.
Why not? We don't even have to buy anything. It's perfect.
Just clear my schedule for that, man. Yeah, just clear my schedule for that. No problem
at all. Is the mindset same as you are going into as the economy opens back? Like keep continuing these virtual events, keep it going?
I hope so. I mean, I don't mind going on a listing appointment on Zoom. That's actually pretty cool, right? Because my business, like I can be in Leesburg one day and the next day I could be in Stafford, right? And so today I could be in Leesburg and Stafford on the same day because I'm actually home at Clifton. Right. So it's become more efficient. Now, I do like to interact face to face with people. Right. But, you know, I've got no problem using video. It's actually made things easier in some ways.
I don't like interacting with people. I love this. You know, this is the best thing ever.
I'm surprised we got you up from underneath your couch this morning.
That's right.
You dressed up for us, too. I appreciate that.
You're only seeing above the waist, Dan.
And thank God. Well, thanks, guys. I appreciate you hanging out with me today on Facebook.
Yeah, absolutely. It's always, like you were saying, you said for months and years, I mean, mindset is everything. And the fact that different challenges pop up doesn't mean that the solutions aren't the same. And the solutions are asking the right questions, having the right mindset, right?
You know, and avoiding the negative news is a good thing. That's like something, you know, tangible that people can do. Also, not paying attention. Like, here's the thing. Quite honestly, I'm aware of what's going on in the world, but I'm not present to it, right? Because, like, it's external for me. Like, I'm literally living, like, in this house, and, like, I don't go outside my home, right? I care for the people that are affected deeply. There's nothing I can do for those individuals. What I have is a responsibility to my family, to myself, to my friends, to my community, to those that I serve. That's who I have a responsibility to. And I'm going to take that responsibility and go with it, right? But I'm not going to sit there and worry about what I cannot control, right? You know, I feel bad for, you know, New York City, man. Like, I feel bad for all that, but, you know, there's nothing I can do about it, so I'm not going to pay attention.
Right. Yeah. It's a drain.
It's not putting me in a position that I can serve others.
Right.
Right. And so it's just like, it is what it is. And God bless. And if I could do anything, I would. But, you know, I don't see what I could do for somebody in New York City right now that's sick, you know, except for say some prayers.
Right.
You know, which I do.
Well, thanks, Dan. Thanks for taking the time to share. I think it's really helpful for people to connect with the right attitude for sure.
Yeah, you're welcome. All right, guys. Thanks for hanging out with me. I appreciate you. I'll see you guys.
Hate the feeling of missing out and not knowing where to start? Aside from grabbing a copy of The Real Estate Evolution, the 10-step guide to CPI, we also encourage you to join our ever-growing group, the Consistent and Predictable Income Community. Apply for membership at the Consistent and Predictable Income Community on Facebook and visit us at thecpicommunity.com online to listen to our previous superstar interviews.
This is Mitch Steven. You know, I had the pleasure of meeting and interviewing Dan Roshan.
Dan is a top team leader in the DC area with Keller Williams. And he breaks down his journey. He's somebody that, you know, struggled for the first 6 months like so many real estate agents do, and then something clicked.
He helped me tremendously, specifically with creating systems in place.
It's very important to have a process in place that works not just for you, but for also the client.
If you are still listening, it is because you align with the CPI community. That means that you love to learn. You are ambitious, qualified, smart, and professional. Mostly, you understand that you're in charge to design your life. If you do not want to wait until next week's show is posted, I invite you right now to visit www.thecpicommunity.com, which is the official website of the CPI community. There, you'll have access to eavesdrop on past conversations I've had with the top salespeople, business owners, and entrepreneurs. The content is free and there's no opt-in. If you really want to hit the ground running, I encourage you to apply on the homepage of thecpicommunity.com to become CPI certified. It is a compensated service, and those that have become certified have reported back that they have more than tripled their business sales and done so in 20% less time. The CPI certification is a part of the CPI curriculum, which is the blueprint where you will learn the proprietary process of CPI, which is the key to having consistent and predictable income for salespeople without letting time, money, and relationships fall through the cracks. Lastly, I invite for you to share this podcast with others who are competitive, love to learn, assertive, relationship-based, self-starters, just like you, so they can also benefit. And please leave us a rating or a review and subscribe now so that you'll be notified of the next show. Thank you again. I'll see you on the next show. To your success.
If you're a real estate agent and you're located outside of the Washington, D.C. area, and you have a client that wants to buy a home, sell a home, or invest in real estate in the Northern Virginia, Washington, D.C., Maryland area, consider to refer to me. I promise that when you do so, we'll treat them like gold, update you throughout the process, and most importantly, we'll make you look good. And we'll pay you a nice referral fee. If you're a real estate agent in the Northern Virginia, Maryland, or Washington, D.C. area, and you're seeking certainty and predictability in your business, contact me now. I'd love to be able to set up a conversation to show you how we can help you to close transactions every single month of the year. Just imagine January, February, March, April, May, every month of the year that you have income coming into your pocket to help you and your family. Hit me up on social media or email me, Dan@greetingsvirginia.com. Love to set up a time to chat.